Hello, folks. I'm Joe Boguist, N3AIN at Hotmail.com, welcoming you to another edition of Radio in the Dark, this time part 6 of the Kenwood TS-590 tutorials. Today, we're going to talk about two things, quick menus and storing data in the quick memory and long-term memory channels. This radio has 87 menu presets, and it might be a little daunting to find the right group that you want if you're using just the control panel to control the radio. So what Kenwood has is something that's really handy. It's called quick menus, and you can turn that on and store data and only those menus that you want to be seen. And then you won't see all those other ones. This helps make things a lot easier to find things. So let's do that first. So to store quick menus, all we have to do is first go into menu mode by pressing the menu button. That's the second button in from the right in the very bottom row of the radio. And it just happens to be at menu 00 of these 87. And we don't want to store that. I want to put menu number 6 in the quick menu. So I'm going to arrow to it or scroll to it by turning the multi-channel knob till it gets to 6.
0, 5, 5, 0, 6, 2.
And there's number 6. Now to store this in quick menus, all I have to do to enter it is press the frequency lock button. That's just to the left of the main tuning dial in the bottom row. And what you'll hear is a high beep when you press that. And just like that, menu 6 now and its setting is in quick menu mode. The next one I want to put in is number 9. That's the one that you can use to turn the chattiness of the voice guide off if you want to. So let's scroll to number 9 now by turning the multi-channel knob 3 times to number 9.
0, 9, on.
To store that, again, I press the frequency lock button. And there we are, it's stored. Now, to enter quick menu mode, to show what's in it, you press the megahertz button. That's the button in the bottom row just to the right of the main tuning dial. And you hear a high beep. Now, if I turn the multi-channel knob, it will just go from number 6 to number 9. You'll hear this.
0, 6, 2, 0, 9, on, 0, 6, 2.
And there you have it. Now, only menu number 6 and number 9 show up. Now, to delete these, all we have to do is clear everything like this. First, I'll turn the menu mode off. I'm not sure if you have to do that first or not, but I'm going to do it just to be on the safe side. Turning that off by pressing the menu button, you get a long, high beep. Now, let's turn it back on again.
Menu 0, 6, 2.
Now, number 6 is showing up. To get rid of that, we just press the frequency lock button again. And I think that gets rid of it. Now let's go to number 9.
0, 9, on.
By turning the multi-channel knob and pressing the frequency lock button again. And there, now that got rid of both of them, I think. Now, to see if they're there, if I turn quick menu mode on and they're not there, or there's nothing in it, you will get a CW word that says check, C-H-E-C-K. Let's try it.
Zero, six, two. Zero, seven, one.
Okay, there you go. They're all gone. I tried number 7, too, just to see if there was anything stored for that one. And what we heard, for those of you who are not fast enough in CW or don't know CW, that was the word check. And what that means is there is nothing in that stored in that quick menu. There is nothing stored for that particular menu. Okay, so that's all there is to it. That's all there is to setting up and removing quick menus. By the way, I just checked it, and you don't have to go out of menu mode to delete these. You can stay in it until you're done. Okay, now let's add some memories in the long-term memory channel. There are 110 memory channels in this radio that you can store data in. There's what's known as the conventional memory channels, and there's the quick memory channels. The conventional memory channels are channels that you might want to store stuff long-term in. For instance, let's say you have a schedule on a certain frequency with a bunch of your friends, and you want to be able to get to that frequency quickly. So you can put it in any one of the 99 memory preset channels. Or let's say you have a net that you check into. You could store that in there. Or let's say maybe you have a 10-meter repeater that you want to store. This will store all the information complete with the PL tones that you need or the CTCSS frequency or whatever it is that you want. It puts everything in there so you won't have to go ahead and program that 10-meter FM frequency with the PLs again and everything when you go back to it. Okay, now let's add some data to the memory channels. There are 99 conventional memory channels, and there are up to 9 quick memory channels that you can store data in with this radio. They're numbered 00 to 99 as in the conventional memories, and you can set up to 00 to 9 memories in the quick memory channels. Or as the English fellow that did the manual on the Active Elements website would say, conventional memory 0 to 99, 0 is 0. I don't know why it's 0, but it's 0. Well, anyway, that's my editorial. So to do that, the first thing we have to do is let's decide what we're going to store. So the first thing I want to do is select the frequency I want to put in memory number 00 or 00. What I want to put in there is, just for the sake of showing you how to do it, is our good old CHU time station from Canada. So I've already selected the frequency, and that is DFO 3.33000. And the mode, AM. I have AM selected. So let's put that in memory number 00. To do that, I have to press the memory in button, which is the second button in from the left on the third row, just to the right of the tuning dial. Okay, now it says memory in 00 blank because there's nothing in here now. If I want to enter this frequency for CHU in here, I just press it again and I get a long beep and now it's in there. Now what we get,
memory in 0.33000.
Now what we get when we press the button again is the memory preset that's in 00, and that's CHU Canada.
21:50.
And there it is. Now, not to be outdone by CHU Canada, we'll allow WWV equal time, excuse the pun, by putting it in memory channel 1. So let's do that now. So the first thing I have to do is select the frequency. For WWV, at this time of day, it's the middle of the afternoon, I'm going to select 15 megahertz because that's where I'll be able to hear it. So let's go to 15 megahertz. I can enter that quickly by pressing the Enter key.
Enter.
and typing in 15 on the control pad of the control panel. And then again, hitting enter. And there we are. Let's see if we can hear it. There's good old WWV. Okay, now to put that in channel 1, as if you remember, we already had something in 00. So to put that in memory 1, we now press the memory button, which allows us to scroll through the memory channels.
Memory in 00.33000.
Now, memory 00 is again highlighted. If I pressed the memory button again, it will override that frequency and put in WWV. So I don't want to do that. So I'm going to scroll now. I'm in memory scroll mode. And now to scroll, I just turn the multi-channel control knob up one, and it'll go to memory one, and it will show that it's blank.
01 blank.
Okay, I hope you heard that. It said 01 blank. Now to enter the frequency I have selected in this channel, I just press the memory button again. And there's a long beep. And now WWV is in here. Now, to be able to scroll back and forth between these two frequencies that I have in memory, I have to press the channel VFO button. In this case, I have to go into channel mode, and that button is in the third row, just the first button to the right of the main tuning dial. Pressing this button toggles between VFO and channel mode. So now I'm in channel mode, so I will now scroll between CHU and WWV by turning the multi-channel control knob. And you'll hear the both of them. Here we go.
At the tone, 21 hours, 58 minutes, coordinated
0.33000. 0.11500000.
And there you have it. And that's how to set memories in the conventional memory presets. Okay, now let's clear these memories, one and then the other. First, let's clear 0. To do that, we have to again press the channel button, the channel / VFO button.
VFO.
That's the VFO.
Channel 0.33000.
Okay. Channel 00 is selected now. To clear it, I have to just press the clear button. That's just to the left of the 0. And there you go. You get a long beep, and it goes back to the VFO. Now, if I press the channel button, it will say 00 is blank. Actually, it doesn't. That what it does is it gives you a triple beep, and that means there's nothing in here. Now, if I press the memory in button, it says memory 00 is blank. Now, let's clear the next one. Okay, now let's clear the memory preset of WWV that's in channel 1. To do that, we have to press the channel button, the channel / VFO button.
Channel 0.11500000.
And it says 15 megahertz. And now, to clear that, all we have to do is press the clear button. That's the button in the bottom row of the 12-digit keypad, just to the left of the 0. That's the clear button. And we press that. and you get a long beep, and the rig goes back to the VFO that you were in. And that memory now is cleared. Now, to show that they're both cleared, let's go into memory scroll mode. Now, to memory scroll mode, we just press that button once. That's, again, the second button in that third row, just to the right of the tuning dial. Now, if I arrow up and down or turn the multi-channel control knob up and down between the memories, it will show that zero is blank and one is blank. You'll hear that.
P900 blank 01 blank.
Okay, and that's all there is to it. What you did hear too was P first, but that was going into some of the other type of memories. I turned the knob to the left by accident first, but that's the way it works. That's how you put the conventional memories in the radio. By the way, those P memory channels 1 through 9, I think they're to set up scan groups. But I'm not going to go into that. Okay, now let's set a couple of quick memories. These are memory presets that you might want to retain only for a short time. Let's say you're going back and forth between two DX stations that are calling CQ and working pileups, and you want to go back to them and check them every once in a while and try to get into the pileup. And you want to toggle between doing that and talking to somebody else that you're just talking to on the air. Or whatever reason you might want to check a frequency, but you don't want to keep that frequency in there long term. That you would put in the quick memories. All you have to do that is press the quick memory in button. That's the first button in the fourth row, just to the right of the main tuning dial. And you get a long beep when you press that, and then the memory is in there. In this case, it's a frequency on 75 meters.
Quick memory, 0, B, 3.818.
It's 3.81820. It said the VGS guide said quick memory 0, and then it gave the frequency. Now let's put another one in. Let's go to 40 meters now, and put one in from 40 meters in channel quick memory 1. First, I'll go to 40 meters. Seven point 30330. If you didn't hear that, and to put the quick memory in here now, all I have to do is press the quick memory button again, and it should be in there.
Quick memory 1B7.30330.
And there it is. Quick memory in channel 1 is a 40 meter frequency. Okay, now to scroll through these, all I have to do now is turn the multi-channel control knob, and it will scroll between these two frequencies that I put in here. I'll show you what that sounds like. I'll turn the rig volume up too so you can hear what's going on in the radio as I scroll between these two.
So the new software that they came out with, you know, when you did the update, zero, the first one, it actually...
3.818120B7.30330.
Okay, and there we have it. And if I added one in channel 3 in the quick memory, what it would do is it would bump up the last one that I put in to channel 4. And it would keep doing that until there were no more channels left, and then it would overwrite the one that I did first. So that's the way you add quick memories. Okay, That's all I'm going to cover now. That's it for Radio in the Dark for the Kenwood TS-590 tutorials for now. If I come up with anything else while I have the radio, I'll do another tutorial. But for now, that's it. So I hope that you enjoyed this, and I hope it helps you understand the radio better. There are a lot of things I didn't cover, but as I said, those things are in the manual that's read from the Active Elements website, and there's a link to that on the Handy Hams website in your members only section. You can get to that and listen to the English bloke reading the manual, and it's very good. He does a very good job, and he too describes where buttons are and everything else. And he does the whole manual. He talks about setting up scan groups and doing all kinds of things that I'm not going to go into here. But with this is going to be enough basic information for you to be able to learn that on your own. If you have any questions on any of this, again, my email address is n3ain@hotmail.com. Thank you very much for Radio in the Dark and the TS-590 tutorials. I'm Joe Boguist. Good DX and 73.